One's a vegan, the other's a cripple. No, it doesn't matter what they are. The show sucks. You're listening to Rant Speak with Samaria and Smokehouse on Rant Radio Talk.
You ever get the feeling that everything in America is completely fucked up? You know that feeling that the whole country is like one inch away from saying, that's it, forget it? Think about it. Everything's polluted. The environment, the government, the schools, you name it. Yeah, you got it, folks. It's me again with a little attitude for all you out here in white bread land. For all you nice people living in the middle of America, the beautiful. Let's see, we're on 92 FM tonight. It feels like a nice, clean little band so far. No one else is using it, and the price is right.
Good evening. Sunday night. Time for Rant Speak. Welcome once again to your home, my home, everybody in the IRC's home. Rant Radio Talk, one of three stations on Rant Radio. A little corner of the internet where we get to speak our mind and have your own show, say what you want. And tonight, it's Smokey's birthday. So we're going to give Smokey a call, as we always do, because, well, he's a co-host. So let's give him a call right now. And turn down the music a little bit.
Hello?
Good evening, Smokey.
Can you hear me okay?
Well, I can hear you okay. A little fuzzy. No.
Well, I'm sorry.
We'll deal with it. It's okay.
Do I sound bad?
A little quiet and a little fuzzy.
Let me try something here. Hold on.
Okay.
Is that better?
Marginally.
Marginally. I don't think it'll go any higher. I really don't. Well, I can try. Hold on.
Okay, give it a try. Well, the static's louder. And there's no...
It is.
Well, you got louder, and the static got louder, too, so... Oh, well.
Maybe it's a wireless problem. I don't know.
Could be. You're on your wireless microphone right now?
Yes.
Could be a wireless problem.
It could be because I have monitors, and it's on wireless.
Doesn't really sound like interference. It sounds like more just... bad reception, that kind of thing.
I don't know how that could be. I'm like 3 feet from the transmitter.
That's pretty bad. Maybe a bad channel. Oh, that's a little better.
I didn't change anything.
No, you just got a little quieter, that's all. Oh, well.
Anyway.
I'd sing you a happy birthday, but we'd get sued.
Sure. Oh, I'm sure they're listening right now.
Oh, they are. They're monitoring our every word. Every night they tune in to make sure we're not doing anything bad.
Oh, of course not.
So how are you doing today?
I am fine.
Yeah?
I'm 30 years old. God damn it.
God damn it. 3 decades of life. You've made it through.
I guess you could call it that. Life. Something.
Something.
Yeah.
So-called life?
Yeah, something like that.
Yeah.
I didn't drink today, for the record.
Oh, you didn't? Is that a...
I did not.
Is that a normal thing on your birthday?
Yes, I drank last night, actually. A friend of mine had a party last night, and I went to that.
Oh, yeah?
And drank my ass off there.
Which also spilled into your birthday, because
yes,
I'm sure you didn't stop at midnight.
Oh, no. So today I decided not to drink because... I really overdid it last night.
I see. Still recovering from last night is the excuse of not drinking today.
I feel fine now, but I didn't earlier.
No.
Uh,
Well, that's good. You recovered for the show.
Well, yeah, it's kind of hard enough to recover for this show. I mean, I've got, like, what, 14 hours of sleep and do nothing?
Very, very true. Oh, just to respond to Liquid Blue, I'm using a different setup. I'm using two computers, so it's not quite possible to do exactly what you're talking about. And it won't help anyway, because Smokey's not going to get any less static here. Because that's on his end.
Yeah, I have no idea why, so...
I don't know. You may want to monitor yourself after the show and, I don't know, see if you can get the static down a bit or something.
Yeah, I'll look into that.
How do I sound?
Just like you always do.
Crappy as usual?
Not too bad.
Not too bad? But
not
still
too bad.
Still some noise, probably?
Yeah, there's always going to be noise.
I've never fixed that.
It's like minimal right now.
It's okay. Okay.
Yeah,
cool.
It's fine.
Wow, they're really commenting on the music tonight. That's really annoying.
Well, you know, we don't have to have any.
Yeah, like, deal with it. Too bad for the music. If you don't like it, deal with it.
You're not listening to the station for music anyway, damn it.
It's for talking. It's just something in the background.
This is a talk station.
But some of them
are
like...
What's wrong with you?
Yeah. Some of them are like, good music. Some of them are like, awful music. Ugh. So they'll always say that no matter what I play.
Yeah. I'm not using the windscreen I bought right now because it's too fucking big.
That's fine. Not too windy in your house?
What's that? No. I was talking to Ethernet. He's like, get the 6-inch windscreen. I'm like, you know, I'm not thinking about it. So I said, okay. And I did. You know, you buy the stuff without seeing it. The thing is as big as my head.
6-inch windscreen?
Yes, it's fucking huge.
That's insane.
I said, should I get... Because they had a 6 and they had a 4. And I wasn't thinking, you know. And I said, which one should I get? He said, get the 6. And it's as big as my face.
Wow.
And I'm short, so I can't see the monitor if I put the windscreen on.
Oh, I see. It's one of those round ones. It's not like 6 inches of foam before it gets to the microphone.
No, it's okay. One of those round ones that you put in front of it, and it's as big as my face. It's ridiculous.
6. Yeah, I think I've got a 4. I don't use it during show, but for singing, I use it. Like, I think 6 right. would be a bit much. It's not like you're going to be moving all... It's for, I guess, people that move a lot.
Yeah, and it's $20, which is... And they're nothing.
Oh, I know. Before I had the windscreen, I just had a coat hanger with some nylon wrapped around it. That works just as well.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, it's pretty ghetto, but...
And it's much cheaper.
It's almost free.
And I'm not going to knock this new mic stand over unless I try.
Oh, yeah.
It's heavy.
Well, you're on a wireless microphone, right?
Yeah, but I still have it on a stand, so...
Oh, sure.
Because I tend to want to move around, so if it's on a stand, it won't go anywhere.
True. And you have wireless headphones as well, right?
Yes, I do.
You are truly wireless. You can drag yourself around the house.
It's nice, though, too, for watching DVDs at night. I can get up and move around the house and not have to take them off.
Right. So theoretically, you could go to the bathroom while doing the show.
Yes, that's true. I could do that.
We hope you don't, but...
I don't think I will, but it's entirely possible.
So, it's time to start the show, I think.
Yes, it is.
So, welcome to Rant Speak. And welcome to all the people in the IRC who are, it's lots of people. Nave, one of many, MST3K, Crunge, Purden, Mainframe, Challenge, the Benevolent Leech, Spider, Candy, Tektrix, let's see, Glucose, Stone Rhino, who else is talking? Liquid Blue. Stran, Stone Rhino, K16, Monochrome, lots of people active right now. Very cool. So welcome to the IRC. Welcome to Rant Speak.
How many people are listening right now? That's the important
that's
part.
That's the big key, right?
That's the big... I mean, they're always talking.
42 people are listening.
Wow.
So not too bad, actually.
That's pretty good.
That is really
good.
For
this time.
That is really good. For this late at night, right?
Yeah.
I'm always surprised that anybody gets up or stays up to listen to this show late at night.
I wouldn't.
Yeah, that's the real judge of how good you think your show is if you would actually stay up and listen to it yourself.
Yeah, well, I was telling you the other day, it freaks me out if I have talk on, or your talk, and then the show comes on.
Oh, yeah, yeah. You get to hear yourself.
I do listen to the archives, but then I'm expecting to listen to it. When I'm not, it freaks me out. It's like, oh, wait, that's me.
Yeah, you turn on the radio and you're talking, and you're not actually on there. Yeah.
That's messed up.
That is very strange. Let's see. How you get in the IRC is you can load up your IRC client and go to the other side servers in the Rant Radio channel, and unfortunately the other side has been deleted from MIRC, so another way is to go to the Rant Radio page, click on community, click on chat, and it has some instructions there on to get some servers going, and it also has a Java web interface as well, so if you don't know how to do that, you can get in there.
I wonder why they did that anyway.
I don't know. It's never gone down. It's only getting bigger. I mean, it's not much bigger, which I'm glad. I want it to be small. Not so many idiots come in. We've been pretty idiot-free.
I don't know about that.
Well, not idiot-free, but, you know, other than the usual Rant Radio listener base.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Not even the listener base, just the people who go in the IRC. And you can go to our archive site and download all the old shows if you really feel like it. And if you could post that in the IRC there. I guess you still... Are you still near your computer? Or are you?
Yeah, yeah. Okay. I'm in the same place I always was.
Okay, you're just wireless now.
Yeah, You should see the mess of cables I had over in the corner was just like... It was too much.
Oh, I bet.
And I'm like, I can't deal with this anymore.
Yeah,
It has to change.
I can't stand cords everywhere.
No. Oh, by the way, we're talking about the website. That first link you sent me, I guess last night while I was gone.
Yeah, the bluish one?
Didn't work.
I didn't go to the site?
Nope.
Oh, that's odd. Maybe I pasted it wrong.
Maybe you did. Because I tried it 3 or 4 times just to make sure I wasn't on crack.
Okay. Well, I'll send it again.
Didn't work. Okay.
After the show.
Sure.
So you can download the old shows there. And if you want to, well, don't even bother looking at the forum because it's pretty empty. So don't bother using it.
Yeah.
Not for this
talk
show.
Talk about us.
Nobody talks about us. They just talk about it in the IRC. What kind of pasting job is that? You forgot the HTTP.
Bad. Leave me alone.
And you spelled your name wrong too.
Did I? God damn it.
This wireless
thing
isn't working for you.
That's because I had the windscreen on. I was trying to see around it. The type and I was.
Your big 6-inch windscreen, eh?
Yeah, it's completely blind. I'll fix it. You just keep talking.
Keep talking. Okay. And if you want to send in your pictures, I've got a whole roster of pictures to put up soon. I think about 15 or 20 new ones coming up soon when I do an update. You can send them to info@rantradio.com if you're not already up there. And there's a lot of people up there that are in the IRC, so if you want to see what all of us ugly people look like, you can go to the Rant Radio channel, Rant Radio webpage, and right in the top right-hand corner, there's a picture of a random person. Just click on them, and it'll take you to the page. And if you're listening overseas, send it on in where your location is to info@rantradio.com. Or you could just tell somebody about Rant Radio, or this show. Or anything else about what we do, because we got a lot of projects and something.
Yeah.
Somebody's going to like something. And
talk about it. Pimp us out, because we like that.
Pimp us out. And somebody, I think I mentioned a week ago or 2 weeks ago, somebody made up a rant compilation CD. Oh, very, very cool. It's got one or two of everything that Rant has done, which is a nice cross-section. So you give that to somebody and... they're going to like something on it. And I believe that's on the Rant Mirror site, which I don't have the link handy. I think it's rant.53k.net or com or org.
Matt narrows it down.
Yeah, so give it a shot. Type some numbers in and type some letters in, and maybe you'll get a web page.
Yeah, I think it might be this at .net.com.org. I'm not sure. I'm not sure on either side of the dot, but I know it's out there somewhere.
I know it's not .gov or .mil, so that there's only a couple. It may not even be 53K, but I think it is.
It's something.
It's something somewhere, somehow, and maybe one day I'll make it the official mirror site, and I think I will soon because it's holding up pretty well. And it's got just about everything. There it is.
No, okay.
Grant.53k.net. Thank you.
Awesome.
Thank you, one of many. And
I'm look at that.
It's got everything. And you can download it directly. Like if the torrents aren't working properly or they're too slow, then you can just go there. I'd rather you use torrents because that helps everyone out and helps cuts down the bandwidth. Yeah, pretty impressive, eh?
Look at that.
All organized beautifully, and it's got that compilation CD that I just talked about that you can download straight from there, and it's a nice cross section of stuff. You can also help us out by undertaking one of the projects that Rant is looking for people to help us out on. And there's a couple still underway. People are working on it. Dark Atlas doesn't look like it's going to be up before I leave, which sucks a lot.
I'm really pissed about that. Really pissed about that.
Because I've got these business cards that I made, that Capone X made up. Really nice business cards. And I got them to put the Dark Atlas website on them. So it does point to sktfm.tv, which has all the links across the top, so it's not a complete waste. And eventually they will go up, so if somebody types in darkatlas.com, they will get to Sean and some of the stuff that Sean's done.
Yeah, you will.
So it's not a complete waste, but that one is really important. I don't really care about the RantSpeak site as much as that one.
No, I don't either.
The one we have is functional. It works. Yay.
But we appreciate people wanting to design a site for us, though. That's nice.
Oh, yeah. There's a couple people working on it right now, working towards the end goal. They're looking pretty good, but not quite there, so we're still working on it.
Right.
If you want to send in your stories and help out this show, info@rantradio.com. And also, we need some bandwidth. Not storage, but bandwidth. We need lots of streaming bandwidth. Somebody to install Shoutcast on their box and stream out some goodness, some audio goodness. So if you have a box somewhere and you can install Shoutcast on it, let me know, info@rantradio.com. And we need some... What is wrong with Dark Atlas? Nothing. There's nothing there. Monochrome.
There's nothing on there.
It just points to sktfm.tv. So.
Yeah, it's not done. That's what's wrong with it.
Mm-hmm.
Everybody keeps asking, well, can I design something? And I'm like, sure. Go ahead.
Please, don't
let
ask.
Let me see it.
Just do it.
Just do.
DJs, we need some DJs for the station. We got some good DJs. We need more good DJs.
Yes, we need more good DJs. Again, I get lots of emails, and then that's all I hear.
A lot of enthusiasm, no follow through. So you got to have both things. Got to want to do it, and you got to actually do it as well.
And of course, maybe there is, because I'm not looking at the FTP site.
I saw one on the FTP site, so I don't know if you got one that... an email that accompanied it. Like, really recently, I saw a new one on there.
Okay.
I forget what it's called, but go take a look in the FTP.
Because
then it works the other way around, too. They put it up on the FTP and never tell us.
Yeah, because if you don't tell me, I'm not going to know.
And it doesn't have any contact info, no text file. It's like, who did this?
No, because I won't remember. I mean, I have a hard enough time remembering to upload the news every day. And there's a fucking post-it note on my monitor, and I still forget to do it, okay? That's a pain in the ass. I got to figure out a better way to do that.
Daily chore for Smokehouse. And that's hard enough to do. And so, you have any news, Smokey?
No, not really. It's been very uneventful.
Very uneventful past week for you?
Yeah, nothing's going on. It's very slow.
Yeah.
Very tired week.
How's the weather out there? Is it really, really hot and muggy?
It's hotter than a motherfucker, let me tell you.
It's really hot here, too.
It keeps raining, and then the sun comes out.
Yeah. Oh,
so
boy.
It sucks.
That sucks.
Yeah.
It's like 28 to 32 every day here, and it's been kind of humid as well. So, but I'm liking it. I like it warm.
Yeah. Well, yeah, Mr. Heat Rock.
Oh, yeah.
Of course you like it warm.
It's awesome. It's going to be nice down in Vegas.
Oh, yeah, it'll be hot down there. You just wait.
Yeah, well, sweat that weight off of Sean.
Oh, yeah, I'm sure.
Sweating to the oldies.
Yeah, he's going to maintain his weight just fine. Trust me.
Lots to eat in Vegas, I've heard.
Lots.
Fat,
nothing.
Lots of fat people down there.
Oh, yeah. I mean, that's all they do. I mean, they just sit in front of the slots and eat.
Eat and sweat and gamble.
That's what goes on down there, man.
Wow.
I mean, they talk about fat people in America. Go to Vegas. You'll see them.
Really? Bigger than Texans, or?
Well, I've never been to Texas. But, you know, everything's big in Texas. I mean, there's not just fat people. But, I mean, in Vegas, you'll see, like, people exploiting the $5 buffet to its fullest.
Oh, man. Is there at least lettuce at the $5 buffet, or is that just the decoration around the corner I'll have to limbo on?
Sure, I'm sure there's something in there that you could eat.
Yeah.
I haven't been there in a while, so I don't know what it costs now, but
yeah.
I remember last time I went, I had steak and lobster for like $3.
Whoa.
I'm not kidding. It was $3.
It's all about the volume, eh?
That's right. They think they're going to gamble, and I didn't gamble a dime. I just ate for free,
pretty much. And I guess most people do gamble, so that offsets it.
Yeah, the food is just it's a write-off.
Super Dude says, get Sean a hooker or two. Well, I think the Dark One might have something to say about that.
Yeah, Sean's too much of a wuss to do anything like that anyway.
Yeah. Maybe we'll interview some hookers or something, but
he's a crybaby, and he's very much in love. It's kind of disgusting.
Yeah, he was crying in 2001 when we went to Burning Man, right? So
yeah,
I think he'll be okay this time, but you never know. But we can't cut it short this time. We're stuck down there for the whole time.
Yeah, he'll be okay.
Yeah,
he'll take some pictures with him, and he'll be all right.
That's right. He can turn on the desk lamp in bed and stare at them at night. And,
that's what he'll do.
And phone her long distance.
Oh, yes, he will. That's where all his money's going to go. The phone.
Exactly. So time for, Rant Media News items. We need your help on the torrent seeds if people want to help out. That would be much appreciated if you could paste those two lines in there. On the Porn on Beta CD ISO and the patrolling ones. I'm going to make up eventually a torrent page that just lists all of our torrents so people can just go click, 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 click.
Oh, and that's nice.
That would be good because there's going to be a bunch of shows, like the new SKTFM.TV is going to be released on torrents. The Sean Kennedy TV show is already being released on torrents. The patrolling is going to be released on torrents. All the new stuff that has any size to it is going to be on torrents.
Do we have anything new to release this week? Probably not, right?
Unfortunately not, because of two things. One, my computer is being taken down to DEF CON. So I've had to do some work on it and get it ready for that. So it's been taking up some of my time. I have to put in a new hard drive, two new video cards that have video capture, audio cards. So it's kind of preoccupied. And the other reason is I've been working on SKTFM.TV DVDs.
Yeah, you were telling me about that.
Which is very exciting.
So the commentary didn't sound stupid, huh?
No, it's actually quite captivating. It's
really,
really good. It's really, really good.
I'll tell you what, guys. We felt like idiots sitting there doing that.
Yeah, we're going dum-de-dum, de-dum-de-dum. But there's no really any dropouts. We continue talking the whole time.
Yeah.
It's quite good.
Well, that's good to know. And it's good for my ego to sit and listen to myself. So
that's right.
Good.
No, they're really good. So there's going to be two DVDs. Alternate commentary for every single episode. The first one has Sean on it. The other seven have Smokey and me on it.
Oh, he actually went... He finally did them all?
No. He didn't do it. He just did the first one.
Oh, well, yeah, I have that.
The first episode.
Right, he didn't do alternate on any of the others, though?
No, he didn't. He's too busy or...
Oh, yeah, I kept telling him to do that. He's such a bastard.
Maybe I'll get him to do it. Well, I'll get him to do it on the... patrolling, and we'll have like a bunch of different commentaries or something.
No, he won't. we can say he will.
We'll plan on it. How about that?
Sure.
Whatever turns out, it turns out. But I've got the menus done now, which look really cool.
Are they animated?
They're fully animated. Got the nice little Burning Monk in the background. I've got the four episodes per DVD, and a hidden menu to get to the bonus. And there's a bonus on each of the DVDs.
Did you finally figure out what you're putting on there?
Yep. I've got it encoded. I've got absolutely everything encoded now.
Very cool.
I just have to put it together. I'm really, really, really going to try and get it done before going to DEF CON so I can take them down with me and hand them out to my friends. Because I'm allowed to hand them out to my friends.
Yes. Are you going to go the extra mile for your special friends and like print like nice jackets and stuff for them too? And I'm just wondering if you're going to go that far, you know, just to like stroke your own ego and say, look at my DVD, right?
What? Jackets? Oh, the jackets, yeah.
I think
there are jackets. I forgot about that. I don't know if I'll have time to do that, unfortunately.
Okay, I have a program where you can design those if you don't have one.
Okay, no, I think somebody did make up some jackets. I can't remember who did it. No deal. He did the ones for the Sean Kennedy radio show, and at the same time he did them for the SKTFM.TV.
Well, I asked him to do like one for me last year for the year end DVD, and he never did it.
Well, he was busy doing these ones, I guess. I don't know.
What a bastard! We're gonna have a talk. Nothing for him.
Nothing for him. Yeah, anytime you do kind of any kind of covers or media or something, or you participate in one of these things, you get a free copy, which is always the bonus.
Mm-hmm.
The next item is Ramp Media at DEF CON 12, July 30th to August 1st, 2004, which is preoccupying my next 2 weeks, starting next Saturday. Because I'm going down there, we're having a leisurely drive over 4 or 5 days, getting in there a little early to set up, and then driving back up. So I've
and
set
that
up.
That means we won't be on for a couple weeks.
Yep. So the next 2 Sundays, we will not be on the air, unfortunately, because we won't have the equipment down there or the hookup to do it.
That's fine with me.
Yeah, so Smokey gets a little break. You guys get a little break, which I'm sure you'll be very upset about.
Oh, they'll complain.
They will complain. They can listen to the archives.
They'll be like, Smokey, go in there by yourself. And I'll be like, fuck off.
So
that can happen.
There's a little page that was made up, and there's actually a banner there as well, which was made by Shade, who is one of our Rant designers.
Yeah, Shade's crazy.
Shade's awesome, so he always comes through with the good stuff. And you can see in the list, if you scroll down, lots of people going down and meeting us there. And if you are going down there and you're not on the list, let me know. Email me, info@rantradio.com, and I will add you to the list so we can meet up there. And also, if you're on the way down, very near I-5, because I-5's very close to, like, only an hour away from the ocean at any given time.
Right.
So we're willing to drive out of our way for a little bit to meet up with people. So if you're very close to the I-5, within a half hour or so, or an hour, let us know, and we can plan it into our routes. We'll be going down starting on the 24th, and probably one state per day. One or two states, depending on if the state is boring or if we have places to stop. So we'll be going through Washington on the 24th, like Oregon 25th, California 26th, and Nevada 27th, something like that, you know?
You'll make it, maybe.
Yep. Oh, no problem. I mean, it's 24, 26, 30 hours driving. So we're taking our leisurely little time down there. And then going up the opposite way around, so that involves so some other people can get met up with us possibly on the way home. Not certain on
That's
this
cool.
So if you look on the map, I don't have the maps with me right now, but if you go straight up from Nevada and go up to the right just a little bit, what's the state above Nevada? Is that Utah?
No, Utah's next to Nevada. You're asking me now, and I can't think of it.
Okay.
If anybody, I feel like an idiot now. So thanks.
You're not a real American.
Oh hell no! Yeah, dude. Yes, I am. I failed geography. Thank you very much.
So if anybody in the IRC can tell me what's above Nevada, we'll be driving through that, and possibly the one above that as well. I can't remember. There's a main route that goes straight up from Nevada, and that curves around, and I don't know.
Yeah.
And I'll be doing most of the driving, so it won't be crazy driving, because it'll be in my car, the big black car.
Oh, the big black ghetto car.
Ghetto car. Hardly that's, ghetto.
I don't know, man. I mean, that's blacker than black.
It is black. It sucks you in. It's so black. Goths bow down at the side of the road. It's so black.
Yes, with all the emblems taken off because you're weird.
Yep, because for no other reason than I'm weird. let's see. Idaho. There we go. Idaho and Oregon. Well...
Idaho. That's a fun state to drive through.
Does it suck?
There's nothing to see. I mean, it's a shithole. You know.
maybe we won't drive through there then, unless maybe there's somebody. It's a lot shorter than the I-5 route.
Yeah, it is.
So it cuts down, I think, about two or three hours. So that's why we're planning on it. But if it's that boring, there's not much point.
I mean, driving through the West is kind of boring. I would know. Because coming up to see you, I saw miles and miles of nothing. Okay? Just crap.
Just total crap, eh?
Like 2,000 miles. It sucked. Yeah, so, I mean, don't go looking for a whole bunch of really cool stuff, because you probably won't see any.
You won't find any at all, eh?
No.
Okay. So Sean is actually going to be a speaker at DEF CON, and we've nailed down a date and a time and where it is. So if you're going to DEF CON, I'll let you know right now. It's noon on Sunday, July 31st in the Parthenon 1 area. We'll also be doing a multi-camera shoot of it. My camera and Sparky's camera. And we're going to see if we can stream it out of the hotel. That would be noon... Nevada time, I guess. I don't know if that's 1 hour over, or it doesn't quite count as 1 hour yet.
I think it's the same.
Actually, yeah, I think it is the same. Because at Burning Man, I didn't have to adjust the clock at all, and that's in the same state. So, I think it is the same.
It's only one state over from California, so, yeah. It's the same.
Because you guys have, like, two states, or one and a half state per time zone, something like that?
Yeah, I mean... Indiana is really weird because they don't change, but the other states do. And Indiana is right next door to us, so it's really odd.
Yeah, same as Saskatchewan in Canada. They don't change either. Strange peoples.
I'm all against the time changes anyway. They're just stupid.
They are too. It just wrecks everything, messes with everybody's clocks. I mean, it used to be good for some reason. It was... I can't remember why it was put in, but...
Yeah, whatever.
So, it is time... crap. Let me get the little...
crap, I gotta play this thing because I've never done this before and I forgot how.
This is all new to me. Here it is. Thank you, Strong Bad.
Mm-hmm.
Because Homestar Runner rocks. I love that place. Those guys are so good.
I know. They hit and miss sometimes, but for the most part, it's pretty good.
I'm never really let down. Sometimes it's like, it's not as good, but it's always fun.
You're always really excited when you first go there and there's like a new email. You're like, I can't wait to watch it. It's just cool.
Oh, yeah. And
anyway...
Go ahead. This one's from Paul. It says, "You guys fucking rule." I only wish I'd found out about Rant Radio sooner. I'm hooked. Well, glad to get you on the drug called Rant Radio. You'll never be able to let go now.
Short, succinct, and to the point.
Exactly.
I like that.
It is a good. It's a good email. Thank you very much. This next one's from Salton, who is not in the IRC, but... Oh, he is in the IRC, just doesn't have voice.
He should be.
Just doesn't have voice. There we go. Now you can talk and respond back. This one's actually for Sean, but It's still relevant. Sean, I was devastated to hear that you weren't going to make any more... Oh, this is regarding the Afternow, by the way. It came through the Afternow site. I was devastated to hear you weren't going to make any more episodes. Well, that's not true. It actually says on the site that it's going to return in August, which is not true either, but...
Well, he was probably listening to an archive or something, and Sean said he wasn't going to do it anymore.
Oh, that could be it, yeah.
Because people think all those archives are, like, live.
Yeah,
he Sean... sits there all day and talks.
Yeah, Sean's on the radio 24/7. He doesn't have a life.
Yeah.
No. It's not over. It's definitely not over. Sean is recording them as we speak. Well, maybe not as we speak, but he's recording them now. And so season 4 is coming out. Probably not August, like it says in the site, but probably September, October, maybe even late August. But they are coming. He is recording them. No worries there. I'm not going to turn this into some sortie of beg and kiss ass letter about it, but you had a great thing with this, and if given the chance, I would have paid to listen to them. That means something, considering how much of a cheap motherfucker I am. Just keep up the great work, man, and I'll be one of the first to buy your books, because God knows you deserve the cash. Blah, blah, blah. Oh, yeah, and I made a WOG wallpaper, if you could post that link.
Oh, good.
That's my account, but you don't have to look at it if you don't feel you have the time. Don't reply to this, or I'll lose all respect to you, man. Just playing later. I don't know what that means, but...
Oh, don't worry. He won't reply. have no fear.
No fear. You don't have to worry about Sean replying. Your wish is his command.
Yeah.
I like the WOG wallpaper. It's very simple. Very cool looking. It's got a very stylized W in a circle. It's awesome. Really, really nice. This next one is a foreign email. I love these. Hi, I'm Thomas from Amsterdam, Holland, Europe. Because I don't know where Holland is. Yeah. I'm just beginning to watch your programs, and I'm very excited to watch and get information from you programming on the net. I'm especially interested in the centuries-old security problem-solving, protecting yourself from wacko jackos, so to be called.
Okay.
Glad we're helping out, protecting the world from wacko jackos.
Yeah, we've got one, and that's all we need.
Yeah, one wacko jacko's enough to protect ourselves from.
Mm-hmm.
There are a lot of things that I don't know, and appreciate your kind of programming. Thanks for that, and I'll mail you again. Greetings, Thomas, the Netherlands.
Kick ass.
Please, do mail us again. We love emails from people who don't quite speak English.
Mm-hmm. They try so hard.
And it comes out so funny.
But that was actually pretty good. That's pretty good.
That beats a lot of native English speakers.
That's the sad part. It does. And his spelling is really good.
It is pretty good. I mean, he's got some pretty good words in there. Programming, appreciate information, problem solving. Lots of big words.
I'm impressed, and they're all spelled right. That's awesome.
Yeah, and he didn't spell T-O with a number 2 or Y-O-U with the letter U. It's very, very good.
Yeah.
Okay, now time for the news. This one's from Casey Saul. Chip implanted in Mexico judicial workers. Be the first on your block to line up for the little chip implant, so your boss and supervisor knows where you are at any given time. So you can't skip work and say you're sick and go to the beach, because they'll have these little things at the beach and your boss will be alerted that you're not at home sick. It's kind of like a little... wristband on your leg, you know, for criminals.
Yeah.
Security has reached the... Oh, crap, I just clicked on something. Security has reached the subcutaneous level for Mexico's attorney general and at least 160 people in his office. They have been implanted with microchips that get them access to secure areas of their headquarters. It's a pioneering application of technology that is widely used in animals, but not humans. Mexico's top federal prosecutors and investigators began receiving chip implants in their arms in November in order to get access to restricted areas inside the Attorney General's headquarters. Attorney General Rafael Macedo de la Concha and his 160 of his employees were implanted at a cost to the taxpayers of $150 for each rice grain-sized chip.
You can buy 5 houses in Mexico for that.
Oh, yeah. I mean, that's really expensive down there.
Yeah.
More, and take a look at those pictures. Take a look at those pictures. Let me just take a look at them. He looks really happy to get that chip implanted in him. Look at that smile on his face. No, he doesn't have a smile.
What are these people worried about? Does Mexico really have any secrets that anybody else in the world gives a shit about? Probably not.
I guess they have a really big secret, they think. More are scheduled to get tagged in the coming months, and key members of the Mexican military, the police, and the offices of President Vicente Fox might follow suit. Fox's office did not immediately return a call seeking comment. A spokeswoman for Macedo de Concho said she could not comment. Nobody's commenting.
Of course not.
But Macedo himself mentioned the chip program, saying he had received an implant in his arms, and he said the chips were required to enter a new federal anti-crime information center. It's only for access, for security, he said.
Sure.
The chips could also provide more certainty about who accessed sensitive data at any given time. In the past, the biggest security problem for Mexican law enforcement had been corruption by officials themselves. So all the officials are getting chip implants because they don't trust themselves. Okay.
I don't know. I might do something wrong. Put a chip in me.
The Food and Drug Administration has yet to approve microchips as medical. Oh, why am I having trouble with that word? Medical devices in the United States. Silverman says his company has sold 7,000 chips to distributors worldwide, and that more of 1,000 of those have likely been inserted into customers, mostly for security or identification reasons. In 2002, a Florida couple and their teenage son had applied digital solution chips implanted in their arms. We actually reported on that back then. Their family hoped to someday to be able to automatically relay their medical information to emergency room staffers.
Okay.
So, very, very scary stuff coming to a theater near you. And this one is from Liquid Blue and about 100 other people. I got an onslaught the day this one was released. Japan school kids to be tagged with RFID chips.
Oh, not Japan.
Oh, yep, Japan. The rights and wrongs of using radio frequency identification tags on humans have been debated since the tracking tags reached the technological mainstream. Now, school authorities in the Japanese city of Osaka have decided that the benefits outweigh the disadvantages and now will be chipping children in one primary school. The tags will be read by readers installed in school gates and other key locations. I like that. Other key locations to track the kids' movements.
I want them to define that.
Yeah.
What's the key location?
Yeah. Shopping centers, arcades, their own houses, government institutions.
Yeah.
Key locations. The chips will be put into kids' school bags, name tags, or clothing in one Wakayama prefecture school. Denmark's Legoland introduced a similar scheme last month to stop young children going astray. Yay, Denmark. Yay, Legoland.
Yay for them.
RFID is more commonly found in supermarket and other retail supply chains. However, companies are now seeking more innovative ways to derive value from the tracking technology. Delta Airlines recently announced it would be using RFID tags to track travelers' luggage. So, slowly...
It's coming.
The frog is being boiled in the pot of water, and you won't know that you'll be dead after a little while.
Yeah.
Because they pushed it a little further, and then about stuff that happened a year ago, people were like, oh, that's fine. This new stuff's bad. And then a year later, the stuff a year ago was fine, but this new stuff's bad.
Oh, it's bad. Yeah, it's gonna get really bad really fast.
Yeah, so don't get used to it. Don't think it's cool. Just because it's been around for so long, nothing bad has happened.
It's been around, so it's okay, right?
Yeah, and soon enough, they'll introduce a standard for these RFID tags and readers, and they will be everywhere, and there'll be a great big database, and soon the police don't need to even look around for you, because they just punch you up on their computer, type in your name, and they'll know exactly where you are, where you've been, what you've been up to, and what porno movies you've been renting. Congratulations. Welcome to 1984, 20 years later.
Yes.
Spammer loses case filed by Microsoft. Two evils fighting it out, and the spammer loses. This is from Gluco. Microsoft Corporation was awarded $3.95 million yesterday.
That's lunch money to them.
Oh, yeah. They spent that on lunch celebrating the win, okay? Yesterday, in a lawsuit against a man accused of sending millions of spam messages to lure email users to a website that illegally used a Microsoft trademark. Point.com and Joshua Then Investments, two companies managed by Mr. Kosnud, were also named in the suits along with 10 others. According to court documents, Mr. Kosnud, that's a bit better, Kosnud, managed two email campaigns that lured consumers into downloading a toolbar that it claimed would automatically update Microsoft security patches.
Oh, yeah. That'll do it every time.
Yep. People are fooled quite easily. To get the toolbar, users were directed to windowsupdate.com, a domain name that Mr. Kosnud had registered in violation of Microsoft's trademark rights. The judge said, Microsoft produces the widely used Windows computer operating system. The judgment ordered last week was not directly connected to the amount of email Mr. Kosnud sent, but Microsoft officials said he sent millions of unsolicited emails to its MSN and Hotmail users, and that the website and toolbar were noticed by Microsoft after complaints by customers. The primary reason we were alerted to what he was doing because of the spam he was sending. So this guy registered a domain name, windowsupdate.com, which Microsoft, yeah, pretty dumb to begin with. But if he was like explaining how to double pane your glass windows, maybe that would be allowed. Windows would still go after him because they own the word window.
Microsoft now owns the word window.
So you'll have to call them like panes of glass that let me see the outside world, because you'll get sued by Microsoft if you say the word window. If it's not in direct relation to their operating system. And don't say it in a commercial sense, because you'll have to ask them first. Mainframe, yes, correct. If I was in the Matrix, I would ask if the pill was made of gelatin, was the gelatin was made with animals.
Yeah, you would.
I would. So I wouldn't be too good in that movie.
I'll take the green pill.
Do these come in non-gelatin tablets? And then he just closed both of his hands and walk out of the room. Too late. Go back to your job.
That's right.
This next one is from those wacky Japanese and their inventions. The flowers are speakers. This is from a website kind of talking about it. I've gotten pretty used to reporting on bizarre products and services since starting Tech Japan, but nothing can prepare me for what you're about to read. If you only read one article this week, make it this one. I've never looked at flowers the same way. They look like flowers. They smell like flowers. Wait, because they are flowers. Sound? Music? Where is that sound coming from? That would be the flowers. The Music Bird Corporation has developed technology to make sound come out of flower arrangements. A demonstration model of the flower speaker cannon was presented to the members of the press on the 16th. Let's Corporation is in charge of development. Cannons use flowers instead of the cone-shaped paperboards on oscillation boards of speakers. The device is arranged in the following manner. The magnet and coil of the oscillating part are contained in an acrylic tube, which in turn vibrates and when the oscillation section does. Flowers touching this tube will also vibrate. Since sound is emitted from the petals and leaves, the setup functions as a directionless speaker. The Let's Corporation has explained the technology by saying, we have added the fifth and final sense, sound, and to the four senses already expressed by the flowers, color, sight, smell, and taste, and touch. So the flowers, now you can hear them.
Some people have too much time on their hands.
Yeah, no kidding. By using all five of these, we have raised the healing effects of flowers, I guess.
Okay, sure do.
But they missed the all-important pun that they could have used for this, is flower power. It wasn't mentioned once. That's unfortunate.
Well, you said it now, and somebody in the media is listening.
Oh, yeah, they're going to catch on. They're going to use it as their new slogan, flower power.
You just brought it on yourself now. It's all over.
But it looks very cool. Challenge just posted in the IRC. We do not have exact data, but vibration activates plants and appears to extend their lifespan. I'm not too sure about that. constantly vibrating flowers. I know if I was vibrating, I don't think I would have been too happy about that.
No.
People are in the RC, who the heck tastes flowers? Well, there are some flowers that you can actually put in salads and stuff.
Yes, and you can eat them.
That's right. Some of them. Some of them will kill you.
Some of them will, yes.
So be very careful not to just go out into the forest and start eating flowers.
Yeah.
So that is all the news stories for tonight.
That's it. Wow.
Yeah, short. But it is 11:53.
So it's fast.
So we're going to take a bunch of calls of people wishing you happy birthday, I think.
Oh, that's good.
And the first one will be Purden.
Oh, I hate you.
So we're giving Purden a call right now. Ring-a-ding-ding-ding. Ringing.
Hello?
Say happy birthday to Smokehouse.
Happy birthday, Smokey.
Thank you. Stop breathing in the microphone. That's really creepy, dude.
Yeah, don't breathe in the microphone. And get your hands out of your pants, too.
You caught me off guard, I swear.
Sure. Listening to our voices.
Caught him off guard. Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Mom, I'm on the internet.
Smokey, actually, just tell you, we don't hear on the stack as bad as I'm hearing it now. On the stream, it sounds okay, but on Skype, it's horrible.
Oh, that's probably... Well, that's okay.
Well, that's a good thing, then.
Yeah.
If it's just between us, that's fine.
Yeah, if it's not on the internet, great. Good.
Well, I got three things to say.
One. Well, you got three things to say, but what's your first one?
That's one.
Okay. Since there's going to be no Rantspeak for 3 weeks, how about I host it, since I'm not going to DEF CON?
How about we hang up on you?
Denied. Second yep. statement.
Second statement. I got a new girlfriend, which is cool.
Okay.
She's a vegan.
Oh, yeah?
And third, Sim, I'm going to send you a list of, whatchamacallit.
Oh, good. We like that.
Cheese.
List of vegan cheese?
Yeah, vegan cheese.
Make sure it doesn't have any rennet in it or cassian.
Rennet and cassian.
Because those
my girlfriend knows a bunch. She's a vegan.
Okay.
So.
What the fuck is that?
What's what? Rennet or cassian?
Yeah, what? Now what are you barking at? What the hell is that stuff?
It's from milk. It's derived from milk, and it helps... It helps cheese keep its consistency, normal cheese, and it can be included in lactose intolerant people's cheese, but for vegan cheese, that's not going to work out so well because I don't want any animal products in it. So
have you ever been tempted to cheat on the cheese part just a little bit ever?
Never.
You've never been tempted.
No,
no. You haven't had cheese in like 800 years.
No, I've never been tempted by any animal products since I've been off of them because the whole thing is actually completely repulsive to me.
Smokey, I want to send you a birthday gift. It starts with an A and ends with an X.
An axe?
Oh my god. Cool.
An ox?
Starts with an A, ends with an X.
What the fuck is that? Gargoyle race, find it. What starts with an A and ends with an X?
The only thing I can think of is an axe.
What is it, dude?
Anthrax!
Oh, that'd be really good.
That'd be wonderful.
I'll actually send you a card. I'll get it to give me your thing.
Your thing.
You're not good looking enough to get my address, dude.
Purden wants your address, so he can come visit you.
Shit,
no, I'm not going to visit him. I'm going to visit my girlfriend first.
And then Smokey?
Oh, okay. Where's your girlfriend from?
She's in Maryland, where all the Christians live.
Okay. So
this is an internet girlfriend?
Uh-oh.
Yes, so?
Do you have a Russian mail order bride? Is that what this is?
No, she's actually a Christian. She's a vegan. She's straight edge.
She's
like the female version of me.
Veganbrides.ru.
What does being Russian have to do with being a Christian? That There's like no
correlation. He's not Russian. Not Russian.
Oh, my God. You're not paying attention to me when I talk, and that's one of the reasons why I didn't keep you around. Hang up on this boy.
Have fun talking to your new Russian bride, and say hello for me, and send...
At least I'm getting some.
I'm sure you are. You know, there's only like 4,000 miles between you. I'm sure you're getting some right now. What'd you get, some weird plug-in for Internet Explorer?
I use Opera.
It's the new Opera plugin.
Oh, that's good.
It's eSex. eSex plugin.
It's gonna happen. Some open source geek is gonna do this. I had this really cool idea.
It's a vibrating add-on that plugs into your USB port.
Isn't there a phone for that?
Yeah, there's already lots of stuff like that, actually. It's not really that far.
Phone type thing?
Like, the other person at the other end presses a button, and your attachment starts vibrating, or faster, slower. It's not really that complex of a thing, really.
Sounds like you used it.
No, I've just heard about it.
He has a
sure, heard.
I wouldn't pay money to have sex when you can get it for free.
Well, yeah, there is that.
Yep. So, goodbye, Purden.
Goodbye. See you in three weeks.
Mm-hmm. And Purden is Vemus and gone.
Bye-bye.
All of that kind of good stuff. So, let's see. K-16 wants to talk.
Sure.
And K-16 is actually local here. I think he lives in Richmond, which is the city... just over one, well, two over from me.
Yeah, I've seen Richmond.
Yep.
From the top of the mountain.
It's like, it's horrible to drive through. It's not a destination. K-16, yeah. How you doing?
Hey, you too. Just want to say happy birthday to Smokehouse.
Well, thank you.
And if
Curtin
does a show, then I will never forgive you two.
Oh, don't worry, man. It's not going to happen.
Purden is a negative one show right now. Actually, he had a show, and now he doesn't have a show, and he applied for another show, and he got denied for that. So he's sitting at negative one shows right now.
Yeah, he's in the hole.
Yeah, he's in the hole.
Let's keep it that way.
I doubt he'll be able to dig himself out. Maybe in 5 years when he's a little bit older and a little bit wiser.
I've actually gotten emails from people that saying me firing him on the air was like the coolest thing in the world, and I'm like...
that. So, did you have anything you wanted to talk about or say? Or
actually, no, that's about it. Might as well let the next person call in.
Okay, well, thanks for phoning in, K-16.
Yep,
yeah,
take care, you too.
Later.
Yep, later.
He sounded really good, too.
Yeah, he did come through really clear, and he's a very cool guy. He's been around the
station for a while.
I actually met him at Fragmart 2003. Was it? No, 2002, I think it was. I don't know.
Mm-hmm.
I can't remember what year it was. So he came down there because that was in Richmond. So let's give a call to Mainframe. And anybody else... Oh, he's got his picture in there now. Anybody else that wants to get in with the chat here, just private message me in the IRC. And just sign up on Skype with Rant Radio.
Hey guys, how's it going?
Pretty good, Mainframe. How are you doing?
What's up, man?
Oh, so I don't have that. Well, my card saying happy birthday, Smokehouse.
Oh, thank you.
The big 3-0, huh?
Yeah, the big 3-0.
It's all downhill from here.
Yeah, by the time I get used to being 30, I'll be 40. So it'll be great.
Exactly. He's joined our club. Sean and myself are both in that club as well.
Oh, by the way, Sim, I got this really cool gift that you would... Go ahead, I'm sorry. I'll let you finish first. Go ahead, Mainframe.
Oh, yeah, I'm just saying, you don't know what bad is until you reach past 40. After that, you don't care about anything.
you don't look 40, as I'm looking at your picture here. How old is this picture? That's the question.
I was done this year, so.
Wow.
Yeah, my picture's not on the website yet. What's up with that, Sim?
Well, it takes a while. I store them up and then do them all at once because it would be a pain in the ass, and I would have absolutely less than no life that I have right now if I had to do it every single time.
He does them all at once. He saves them up for like 3 years, and then he puts them up.
Yeah, it's about once every 2 months, I think.
Oh.
And then I put them up. So you're on the next batch. No worries. So your connection is pretty crappy, so we're going to hang up on
I do have a couple more questions.
Okay.
What's that, man?
Okay.
It is pretty crappy. So we will we'll talk with you later. Yeah, he's gone.
We didn't. I'm sorry, dude.
it was cutting in and out. It kind of came in, kind of went out. It was kind of okay, but not great. So,
what was I saying?
I can't remember.
I was going to tell you about a gift I got that you would really appreciate.
Oh, what'd you get?
A friend of mine gave me like a giant 2-pound steak in a shoebox.
Oh, that's wonderful.
I thought that was pretty cool because it's hard for me to get rid of meat in this house because my mom's on a turkey kick.
Okay, yeah.
So, like, all the meat we have is turkey. Like, turkey everything. I was getting pissed off about it.
Well, turkey doesn't taste too bad.
No, but I mean, and a friend of mine, he just said, here's your present. It was a shoebox. And I opened it up and there was a big steak here, and I'm like, that's all right.
Steak, not refrigerated, been sitting in the sun for 10 hours or what?
No, it was fresh. He went to a butcher shop and bought it.
Oh, that's good.
Put it in the shoebox. I was like, man, I wish Sim was here to see this because he'd pass out.
Yeah, that wouldn't do so well for me. There's two people that want to phone in, but their name is not on Skype under their normal name, which always pisses me off to no end. Let me, and I can't, who is this? No, that doesn't have their normal name. So, Mendevil and Candy want to phone in.
Okay.
Candy's a new person. But one, you have to get my name on your Skype, and my name is Rant Radio. So put that into your Skype. And also, if you could private message me with your real name, because it uses your real name, not your nickname in Skype, which is really annoying. So, there's a couple of you who want to talk. La 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 la. Oh, K16. It is 2002 that I met K16.
Mm-hmm. And some really crazy bitch. What was her name?
She-Devil. She-Devil, that's right, yeah.
With the naked pictures on her website. I remember that.
Okay, here is what I think is Candy, even though their name on Skype isn't Candy. I love people with 5,000 different names. One on the IRC, one for their email, one for their Skype, one for this thing. But it's a female name, so I am guessing that is the person.
A girl is calling?
Yeah, I think it is our first female caller.
Holy shit, dude.
So, here is Catherine. Or Candy.
Hello?
Do I seriously get to be the first?
Yes, you are absolutely the first female caller on Rantspeed.
Holy goodness, I feel so special.
And I can hear you perfectly, too.
Yeah, and you sound like hot and stuff. So. This is awesome. So what's up?
Cool.
So what's happening tonight, this late late Sunday evening that you've stayed up to listen to the show?
Yeah,
of course. And I even get to wake up morning.
So where are you calling from?
I am calling from Bend, Oregon.
Bend, Oregon. Wow. Is this the first time you've listened to Rant Radio or Rant Speak, or are you like a longtime closet listener?
Make up a good story.
Okay. Hold on. No, okay. I have a couple of friends that have been listening to forever. How long? One of many, and Roscoe, and them. And so I've listened once or twice before.
Oh, very cool.
Oh.
Yes.
Very, very, very cool.
And what do you think?
I love it. It's so great. And I get to have fun in IRC with people.
And you get to be on the internet with thousands and millions of people listening to you.
Yes, and us.
Eventually.
If we get with us.
That's right. And we're
really, really scared of people in IRC now, though.
Be scared.
Yep. Because they are some scary motherfuckers, okay?
Yeah.
Really weird.
And they've had years of practice to be scary as well.
Oh, yes, I'm sure.
Because I met a bunch of them all at once, and it was kind of scary. They all just kind of stared at me, waiting for me to say something cool, you know? Like, no pressure.
Yeah.
It's really weird.
So how far off of I-5? Are you a big enough fan that you'd want to see Sean or myself?
I'm a new fan, so I don't think I can be that big, and okay. I'm not very mobile, but I'd like to.
Okay. How far off of I-5 are you in Oregon? Are you, like, nowhere near?
Sort of. I don't know. Someone else that actually knows directions, tell me. What if many? Help
how
me.
How far from the
2 hours off of I-5.
2 hours? Okay. Oh, boy. So you're in the opposite direction of the coast.
Oh,
of the water,
yes.
From I-5, right?
Yes.
Well, that's quite a detour.
I should say right now, everybody in the IRC is freaking out because you're...
They are, and I wasn't looking, and now I am, and I'm so afraid.
They're like, oh, dude, female. She sounds like hot and stuff.
What's a female? Can I touch you? Can I?
They're like, that person has a higher voice. It must be female.
Are there girls there? I want to do them.
I'm sorry, I am underage, and I'll keep it that way.
Are you?
Yeah.
How old are you?
I am 16.
Hmm.
Wow, that's just naughty.
Yeah, and we're both 30, so that's not good at all.
Yeah.
That's
wow,
okay.
We're twice as old as she is.
That's so bad, yeah. Isn't it, Smokey? Twice as old. Ugh.
Yeah.
So bring a friend and it'll all even out, yeah. Right? 2 16-year-olds.
Right, right.
Yeah, that's right. So
I'm not a gothy chick. I do have red spiky hair though.
But you're not gothy.
Okay. That's fine.
You're allowed to be not gothy and be with be like, listening
will you
to
still
Rant Radio.
Me?
Yeah, we'll still accept you
it's,
into our
it's
flock.
A good thing Yes, it's a good thing you're 16,
you.
Because I have a weakness for red hair. It's terrible. So. Since you're 16, you're safe.
I get that a lot.
Okay, Smokey. enough hitting on candy.
but happy birthday.
Oh, God.
I don't think I'm not yet. So happy birthday,
oh,
and then happy
you.
Birthday again, and then happy birthday again.
There you go. Three
yeah.
Happy birthdays,
see
or
that?
Four.
See that?
So did you have
she
anything else
me.
You wanted to...
Just to make you feel three times as special.
Yeah.
I'm special.
Do you feel special, Smokey?
Oh, I do.
Did that just make your birthday?
Well, yeah, because I'm pathetic.
I feel
pathetic.
So special being the first female caller, so I thought maybe I'd transfer that over.
Yeah, there you go.
So, do you like...
Oh, my God.
Oh, go ahead. I'm sorry.
Wait, what?
What?
It's totally cutting up.
Yeah, it is.
So we're gonna let you go.
Okay.
All right. Well, thanks, guys.
And thanks for phoning
Thank
in.
You.
Phone in anytime. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
Bye.
Yeah, it was
kind of... That was nice.
Yeah, that was very nice.
I think it's cool that a girl actually listens to this show.
That is
amazing.
I
can't imagine such a thing.
I don't think we even have any females that even are in the IRC that usually listen to the show.
No, just the angry ones that hate us. Or, you know, well, angry one or two specifically.
Yeah,
but,
just
yeah.
The angry ones listen to us to chastise us. That's about it. Yeah, I can see one right there.
Yeah.
And misconduct once in a while as well.
Yeah. She's nice.
She's nice to us. One of the non-angry females.
Yes.
We've got some more callers here.
Lots of callers tonight.
Yeah.
Wow.
I thought I'd make it a big caller night since we're going to be off the air for a couple
well,
weeks.
Well, it's not about making it a big caller night. We could have every night be a big caller night. It's just that people call.
That's right.
And, you know, it must be because it's my birthday because... We're lucky to get one fucking call normally. It's
that
just
is,
my birthday every week. So
that is
that's
true.
The problem.
It might be the draw of the... Like if they have something to say automatically, that's probably it.
Yes.
So it's going to be Crunge phoning in. Crunge!
Hello.
Hello. Hello, Crunge. How are you doing tonight?
Doing pretty good.
Excellent.
Eating a big fat hamburger right now. It's wonderful.
Oh, that's wonderful to hear.
What...
It is.
Actually,
I
wanted to talk to you about doing a...
Stop fumbling with your microphone.
I wanted to talk to you about doing a folding at home team for Rant Radio.
A folding at home team. Yeah, I saw that in the IRC. You private messaged me. I do not know what a folding at home is. stop fumbling with your microphone.
Okay. You know Seti at home, right?
Where yes.
Yeah. I think he's sitting in front of a fan or something.
I'm not fumbling with it. I'm not touching it.
It's just windy over there or something.
Yeah,
you're in a storm or something. Oh, there we go.
There you go.
Whatever
right.
It's
just hot as hell here.
Okay, whatever you stop doing is good. It's a lot.
No, I picked up the mic and moved away from the fan.
Ah, it was a fan. Smokey called it.
See, that's those ears, man. I'm an engineer. I know.
Okay,
shit.
Well, anyway, you guys know. Yeah, you guys know Seti at home, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, of course.
You guys know Seti at home, right? Where we use our computers to try and find aliens and stuff?
Yes.
Okay, well, folding at home is sort of the same deal, except your computer simulates how genomes fold proteins and such so that we can hopefully understand better how certain proteins are formed and, more importantly, how they fuck up so that we can better understand how certain diseases and birth defects come about.
Okay.
Well, that sounds like somewhat of a worthy cause.
Yeah, people can form teams to say, you know, who's done the most work about, you know, trying to help possibly find the cure for cancer or something like that.
Excellent.
Mm-hmm.
But I didn't want to, you know, set up a team, you know, in the name of Rant Radio without, you know, actually talking to the people that are in charge of Rant Radio.
Well, I give you permission officially to go set up the folding at home team, so, Crunch.
Is that cool?
Go do some protein stuff, man. Have a ball.
Yeah, go figure out those proteins. You can let everyone in the IRC and put it in the forums as well.
Okay.
And you can get everybody on board to fold those proteins.
All right, let me
pick up the mic, right?
Yeah.
Wow.
Relax, buddy. It's going to be okay. All right?
Are you with us?
Yeah, okay. That's all I had.
Oh, that's all you had?
All right. Okay.
Okay, talk to you later.
Wow.
He was a bit nervous, I think.
I think he was, too.
But he got his point across, yeah. So anybody wants to do projects like that,
sure.
Go for it. Just put it in the forums so people can go and read it and know all about it and get themselves set up. Or phone in and tell us about it, because that's kind of cool.
Yeah, you know, it is good that they ask first, I think.
It is very good that they ask, because people
just
could...
Just in case we get involved in something that we don't want.
Yeah, because I wouldn't want to put my name on some things, right? And, Rant Radio for Nambla or something. That wouldn't be very... That wouldn't be the most appropriate thing to put the big R on, right?
No, it wouldn't.
Mendevil, let's give him a call, and I don't see his name on here. I'm gonna... Oh, my God. This is so annoying.
I don't get the whole idea where people need, like, 800 internet names.
Neither do I. Just pick one. I've had mine forever. Let's talk to Liquid Blue, then. Let's see. Where is his name? I don't see his either. You have to, you have to get on my list, if you're not already on this list. So my name is Rant Radio on there, so sign me up. I'll accept you, no problem.
Yeah, people could be having trouble, because I have trouble getting you on my list, too, for whatever reason.
It's not absolutely perfect, but...
Yeah, because I'll go to search for... If I reinstall Skype, I'll go to search for Rant Radio. It'll be like, I don't know what you're talking about.
Yeah, I mean, it's still in super beta mode, but it works pretty well, I find.
Yeah, it's working pretty good.
Transix wants to phone in, but I don't see his name either. So please post your alternate name on Skype for those people who have 52 names. One for every week.
Yeah.
Mendevil says he's already on my list. I'm sure... Oh, there's somebody new. Oh, and that person I know, so we're going to give that person a call. Oh, crap. Forgot what his name was. I think it showed it. Let me just put it up there. There it is. Okay, well, let's call him.
Who are we calling?
This is... Mendevil, I think. Or Mendevil.
Okay.
Mendevil. pretty sure.
Mm-hmm.
Ringing, 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 Mendeevil.
Yo.
Mendeevil, how's it going tonight?
What's up, dude?
This is Liquid Blue.
Oh, okay. See?
Okay.
It totally fucks me up, right?
Yeah, so it's Liquid Blue.
Okay.
So happy birthday, Smokey.
Oh, well, thank you. Thank you.
I was going to bug Sim to make my thread in the forum sticky, but there's not enough traffic on there to make it even worthwhile for you.
Which one was that?
The Rant Media Broadcasting Project.
Yeah, he wants to get us on FM. God bless this man.
Ah, well, that's quite a task to undertake.
As soon as I drive down to the public access place, I have us a spot on public access here at Phoenix.
And that was a public access television, right?
Yes, on both cable networks.
Ah, that will be awesome. And
there's no strict censorship, so Sean Kennedy can say fuck or whatever else he wants to say.
And if
he says it too much, it's after midnight, but we're totally liberal except for commercial product placement. We have to be careful with it. Everything else is go.
Well, that's very good.
Yeah, I don't think we have a lot of commercial product placement.
Not intentional. I mean, Sean talks about stuff that he owns, and he's bought with his own money. So
stuff that he uses.
Right, stuff that he uses every day, and then companies didn't actually give to him, so...
Right. We're not endorsed, so it's not that big of a deal. I want to give shouts out to a couple of people who have been helping me through the project. Let me look up his name. I can't remember all of a sudden off the top of my head.
And if you could send me your address... So I can send you DVD versions of all the shows, because obviously you'll need good copies to put on television, not downloaded DivX versions.
Right.
Yeah, right.
It's monochrome. Monochrome has been doing some work for us, too. That's really cool. Another cool thing is I got a guy from the sysadmin community who is getting into Sean Kennedy, gave him the American for Purity rant, and he might be a big bandwidth donator.
Oh, that would be nice.
Wow. Data center.
Thanks a lot.
So,
really.
No problem. Been out there fighting the good fight, so...
Yeah, no kidding. Wow.
We appreciate that, man.
No problem, man. All I had to say.
That's very cool. We even have commercials for Rant Radio done.
Yeah.
If you can believe it.
Yeah, we're such whores. We hate commercials, but we have our own.
Well, we hate television, and we have our own TV shows as well, so...
Yeah.
As long as you're not doing RFID tracking and Nazi broadcasting tactics, you know.
Well...
I think we'll be okay.
Not yet, anyway.
No, if we did, you'd never know.
We wouldn't tell you, muhaha.
No.
All right, well, happy birthday.
Well,
thanks, man.
And thank you for doing all that stuff. So we'll talk to you later.
No problem. We'll see ya. Bye.
And that was Liquid Blue, who was doing, like, crazy, crazy stuff.
He runs the other side, right?
No. I believe, let me just take a look at his little list here. Yeah, he is one of the... IRC ops in the other side servers.
Wow.
IRC channel operators. So that's very cool to have. We're friendly with a lot of the channel operators in the other side servers, because we've been around for the longest and we're the biggest channel there. So oops, let's not call somebody that doesn't know what to be called. Pardon me. Anybody else? You said. Well, there's some people who want to be... Oh, there we go. He finally mentions his real name. So let's invite him to the conference. And this is Mendeevil, or Mendeevil.
Okay.
He'll be able to correct me as soon as he gets on with his real name.
Hello?
Hello, Mendeevil. What is it? Which one is the correct pronunciation? Mendeevil.
What does that mean?
Yeah. It doesn't really come from anywhere. Like, I think I was trying to say Mendeleev, but I messed it up. And, like,
wow.
Mendel...
I don't know what that means either, so that's cool.
It's like a botched up scientist name.
Oh, okay.
But it's cool. I think.
Well, okay. Smokey, you're going to have to fix that fuzzing for when we come back, because that is just fucking with the phone calls. It's so bloody annoying in my headphones.
Is it? Okay, well...
But don't worry about it now. We're almost done anyway. But.
I'm not worried about it now.
Okay, good. I thought you paused for a second there and you were going to go fix it or something. So,
go ahead. Never mind.
Okay. Mendeevil, so what's happening tonight?
Not a whole lot, really. I want to wish Smokehouse a happy birthday. And I also want to ask you, all right, now, like, today I realized something, like, this notion occurred to me. All right, when you're doing your broadcast and people like hear it 5 minutes later in the IRC,
uh-huh.
Do you ever feel like instead of being lagged, you're actually broadcasting into the future and it just have to reach it for them to hear it?
Wow. That's deep, dude.
Yeah, pretty deep. You could think of it that way. I never really have, but because I know all the technology behind it, so it's kind of not magic anymore. But yeah, it's all on loop tape. So if we say anything bad, we can censor it out before it gets to the air. Yeah, that's why it's on. That's why it's on delay. No.
Yeah, we're on a delay because we don't want to get in trouble with the FCC.
Yeah,
because
the FCC will take us down in 2 seconds. They're monitoring us very closely.
Regulates Canadian internet radio?
No, FCC doesn't. No. It's all on SOCAN, and SOCAN has no rules. Like, you go to the SOCAN website and look for rules on even radio broadcasting. They do not have rules. They do not have a list of banned words. They don't have a list of when you can say what you can say on the air. There are absolutely no rules in radio broadcasting in Canada, internet or airwaves. I love the CRTC in that respect. Thank you. But it's all up to the local people in the community.
Yeah.
They kind of judge what they like and what they don't like.
It's
so,
the same way here, really.
It is, but there is FCC rules on certain words in the state.
Yeah.
Like, there is a list of words you cannot say, and they've expanded that, actually.
They have? It's more than seven?
Yeah, it's phrases and certain connotations you can't say. Stuff like that. It's really stupid.
Yeah, I gotta agree with you. The whole taboo words thing, making the English language fun.
Exactly. Makes it a bit more colorful. And if people didn't want to hear what you had to say, they could always change the dial. But instead of changing the dial or monitoring their kids and what they're listening and what they're watching and educating them, they'd rather write in a letter of complaint because, well, unpopular shows would just go off the air, and the popular ones would stay.
Dude, if they did that, how the hell do you expect them to pay attention to their kids?
Yeah. Nobody pays attention to their kids anymore.
Yeah, people just have them as status
symbols. That's what the TV's for, you know?
Yeah, turn on the TV. Let them watch their safe television. Unless somebody exposes their breast. Oh, my goodness. What could happen then?
Well, we don't need to talk about that.
No, we don't. It's been talked about.
Uh-huh. Yeah, you're right.
Yeah, so thanks for calling in. Unless you had
all
something
right,
else to say.
Thank you for having me. Well, I was actually kind of wondering if you ever have radio stage fright.
Radio stage fright? Me? Not anymore. Oh, actually.
Not anymore.
Not for a very, very, very long time. I mean, I've been doing this for 5.5 years now on the air. It's kind of not really an issue anymore. The only time where I would get stage fright is if I had nothing to say, or if I was on doing a show by myself. It's kind of boring.
Yeah, that's the only time I would get it too. Is if it was just me, that would scare a wooden shit right out of me. But
because you
doing it with somebody else.
Yeah, it's fine doing it with somebody else because you have something to bounce off, and if there's a pause, the other person fills in because there is going to be pauses. I think if I was doing a show by myself, I would have the music on standby to turn up every time I couldn't think of anything to say.
Every time you drew a blank, which is often.
Yeah.
But yeah.
So, there you go.
All right. There's your answer, man.
Any other questions, or is that it?
I'll call you if I come up with more.
Okay.
Death Camp Con. And sorry, the Missouri peeps can't cope.
That didn't make any sense, but thank you. And
I'll email sort it out.
Okay. Email me with all the details.
Okay.
I'll talk to you later. Bye-bye.
All right. Bye.
That last little couple sentences didn't make any sense at all.
Oh, yeah. You know how you said you need me to fix the fuzzy problem?
Yes.
Everybody, well, Purden said on the stream it sounds fine, so how am I going to fix what I can't hear? I can't call myself.
If you unmute your microphone and put on your headphones and you be able to hear yourself and turn up your volume, you probably be able to hear this fuzziness.
Okay, I'll have to see if I can do that.
Yeah, because usually you have the microphone muted for yourself because you don't need to hear yourself, and it's usually
right.
muted so there's no feedback through the speakers as well.
Right.
Let's see. One other person wants to phone in. Let's try and get them on. This person is called Nave, and I don't even see them in the IRC. Oh, yeah, I do. Nave, busy. Busy? What the hell? That's ridiculous.
You can't call us.
How can you be busy? Who are you talking with? Try once more. User not online.
Nope.
Okay. Too bad for you.
Too bad for you.
And Fishbowl wants to talk, but I don't think... Oh, no. They didn't give me their proper name. And, oh, there we go. There they are. So let's get them in. Fishbowl! How are you doing today?
Hey, am I on yet?
You are on.
Yeah, you're on. You are live.
All right,
on
yeah,
air.
I'm doing pretty good.
What? 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 What?
All right, I had Fishbowl. To turn off the radio there.
Oh,
all right,
okay.
All right, I'm back. All right. Yeah, happy birthday, Smokey. Dude, can
Thank
I start
you.
The official, like, Rant Radio Counter-Strike clan?
Go for it.
Dude, go hard, dude.
Go hard.
Go hard.
Do you suck or are you
all
good?
Right. All right, thanks. I'm kind of midway there, playing for about a year now.
Midway is good enough.
Okay.
I'm trying, man.
Yeah, if you suck, right, we have to say no, because...
So, go for it. Start up the Rant Radio clan.
There
all right, thanks, man. That's all. Hyper the smoke. I'm off.
Okay, later. Do us
right.
proud.
Later, dude.
Yeah, do us proud.
Yeah, They could, you know what? They could do whatever they wanted, and we'd never know.
Exactly. We can't really stop you, but it's always nice for you to ask us.
Mm-hmm.
Transix is finally there. I don't know if we talked to him. No, we didn't talk to him yet. So this will be the last call of the night, because I am boiling and I do have the fan on. So shut your mouth. Transix, you're the last call
Hello.
Of tonight. How are you doing tonight?
Hey.
You guys can hear me, right?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Okay. First of all, Smokey.
Yes, sir.
Happy birthday.
Thank you, buddy.
You're 1 year closer to being dead.
That makes me feel a whole lot better. Thanks. So,
okay. Second
what's
of
up,
all,
man?
I'm lazier than you.
Impossible.
Right now I'm cleaning out the filth of my room that's been building up for the past 10 years.
10 years worth of filth, huh? It's got rings around the walls where you can count them.
Pretty much.
That's pretty nasty. So you can find 10-year-old pizza boxes there.
Huh?
How can you go for 10 years and not clean your room, man?
Well, I mean, okay, there's the half of my room that I actually use, which is like my computer and the bookshelf and the router and stuff like that.
Okay.
And then there's the other section of my room which I don't clean.
Is that a roach colony? I mean, have they taken root?
I've had enough ant traps and shit in here that if there's anything over there, it's probably pretty dead.
Okay,
you know, actually, there's so much dust over there that if the roaches try to crawl through it, they probably suffocate.
Okay.
It's got its built-in anti-bugs.
He has ant traps, so it's somehow okay.
Yeah, tons and tons of ant traps. That's a good sign.
And bugs belong outside the house.
Actually, I have ants in my room that are my friends. They clean up after me.
Do they tell you stories, and how are they your friends?
No, Smokehouse, I don't take LSD.
Okay. Maybe you should start.
Yeah, I thought about that. Maybe my father was depressive, so maybe that'll bring me out of it.
I'm pretty surprised at how much better people have gotten with Skype. I'm very happy with that.
I remember
in the beginning, it was like, hello, hello, and we couldn't hear anyone, and they couldn't hear us. Oh, it was a nightmare. But every single person that phones in now is perfect now. It's awesome.
Yeah, sound really good.
Except for your fuzziness tonight.
Just leave me alone, man. Fuck off.
I would like to say one funny thing that I need to get back to work in here, because room don't clean itself.
That's
I was
right.
looking through... I was looking through some really old school papers that I had in a box by, in the, like, shelf and stuff. And I pulled out this, one about managing your problems. And it had the 7 different things on there. It had, like, regression and, whatchamacallit. Actually, I have the needle paper right here, if I can poke it out. Okay, here we go. I had this little paper that I got in health class a long time ago, and it has this defense mechanism things on it. You have your oppression, rationalization, your compensation, your projection, your displacement, your regression, your identification.
Okay.
Now, I've been through a lot of shit, and I've used all of those, but where the fuck is the anger part on this? Seriously, where do you get angry and then deal with the problem?
Maybe they don't want
you
to deal with it with anger.
Yeah, I don't think they really want me filling up the teacher's gas tanks with fiberglass or something like that, you know?
That's probably why.
Teaching them goddamn... I mean, you know, by the end of my high school, they were doing shit to us, like, we had to put in our ID number in order to buy our lunch. Crap like that.
Oh, that's fun. You can't give them money to buy food unless you tell them, identify yourself.
Yep.
They want to know what you're eating so they can turn you into the school nutritionist, probably.
That's right. or they can do profiling on you from all the sponsored food at your school.
Mm-hmm.
Well, unfortunately for me, all the MSG I was intaking then fucked up my brain, so now I'm kind of half depressive. Actually, when I'm on MSG, when somebody's talking to me, the sound of their voice pisses me off.
Ah, wonderful.
Oh.
Just don't listen to our show while on MSG, then.
Yeah, that would explain how I feel most of the time. Because when people talk to me, I get pissed off.
Yeah, Smokey has a big bag of MSG beside his desk that he just does
Smokey,
like a lick a stick.
That's because everybody you talk to is probably a moron.
Unfortunately, a lot of the time, that's true.
Yeah, get used to it.
Oh, I am. I've done this long enough to know.
Get annoyed, get angry, get a 10-gauge.
Are those your three steps of dealing with things?
I'm usually a little bit more creative. You know, RDX, maybe some, I don't know, TNT or C4.
Oh, yeah, yeah. Hey, Smokey, it's always good when we have more people in the IRC by the end of the show than we do at the beginning.
That is good.
One more person than before.
One more person. Wow, that's awesome.
That is good.
Somebody just wandered in.
And more people listening as well.
How many are listening?
There are... Oh, I tell a lie. Exactly the same amount.
It was 42 at the show beginning, I remember that.
Yeah, and there's 42 right now.
We kept them all.
Yeah, we kept every single one of them. Or at least substituted ones for ones that have left. So, that's good.
Rock.
Excellent.
Yippee-ko-yo-yay-yay.
Yep. So, it's bedtime for me, so we're going to have to let you go.
Yeah.
Good night. Sleep tight. Don't let the skull bite.
Thanks for phoning in, Transix.
No problem. See you guys later.
Bye.
Later.
Time for bed.
Time for bed.
I'm hot. I know it's time for bed when I'm hot and tired on a Sunday night.
Yeah.
Because that's what happens after a show. Because I can't leave the window open because my neighbors will be like, who's the crazy guy talking to himself really loudly?
I know. I'm surprised I've never had people come down here where I... Why are you talking to yourself? You know, I've always been really paranoid about that. You know?
Maybe they just think you're crazy and leave you alone because they might lash out.
That could be it.
Yeah.
You know?
Gluco's asking what the temperature is in BC. Well, it was about 32 at around 5 p.m. Today.
That's hot.
So that's, I think, is it 37 that's 100 degrees?
About that.
Or is it 32? Yeah. I can never remember.
I think it's around 35. But
35? Because there's a magic formula. Is exactly...
I don't know. It's fucking hot.
Well, it was 32 degrees Celsius, so take that. There you go. 90.
Hot.
Somebody says 90, so... Gluco says 90. So it is hot. It was very... And it was also extremely humid today. Oh, my God. It was so humid.
Yeah. A little thick outside.
Yeah, very thick. You could breathe it and feel it. So that's it. I'm going to be tearing apart my computer in the next couple of days, so I'm going to have to mix down this show tonight and put it up tomorrow. Do it like really quick and in a hurry so people can download it in the archives, because people ask me before the show they're not going to be able to make it to the show. I'm very surprised that people do download it, but they do, which is good.
Hey man, that works for me.
Yeah, I'm happy about that.
It's good to know I'm, you know, doing something useful at 1 o'clock in the morning.
Rather than wasting your time, huh?
Like I normally would. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. So next Sunday, I will be enjoying the drive down the west coast of the United States on I-5, passing probably through Oregon at that point.
I will be doing nothing.
Smokey will be crying, wondering what he's supposed to be doing. I know I'm supposed to be doing something right now.
It will be a little weird. Like, the first week, I'll be like, I'm supposed to do something now.
Well, yeah, after doing it for, like, 21 weeks straight. You get used to it.
Yeah, you do.
But yeah, we're going to be doing some filming on the way down, stopping off at neat locations and stuff, doing some filming for patrolling. And after we get back, unfortunately I won't be able to get patrolling episode 4 out before I go because of the teardown of my computer. But after I get back, there's going to be a new SKTFM.TV, there's going to be a new patrolling. I'm going to release the second episode of the Sean Kennedy television show, the live show that happened about a year ago. What else? And then After Now is also coming out probably a month or so after that as well. So lots of stuff to look forward to.
Lots of stuff. I actually have a printed copy of Sean's new book.
New?
I had someone print it for me.
The
only one that has one.
Scab Wings of Abaddon.
Yes, I have one.
So you're going to actually sit down and read it then? Maybe you could do that next Sunday, eh?
Possibly.
Possibly.
I'm looking at it right now, but that doesn't mean I'll pick it up, you know?
True.
But it's here.
True.
Should I feel like reading?
Yeah, and after I get back, I'll try my hardest to get that started to print so people can buy it and sit down and read it.
There's probably people out there right now who think, wow, Smokey's really mean to Sean on this show. Well, all it is really is payback.
Yes, Sean has had, 4 years to bag on you, 4.5 or so?
Oh, yes. I mean, I'm at the top of his begging list, and this is just payback.
It's all payback. You still got 4 years to go.
Oh, yeah. I gotta be careful, though, because he doesn't take it as well as I do.
No, not as well.
Sometimes he gets a little sad, so...
Sad, not angry, sad.
He knows I love him.
He has a fragile ego.
I would take a bullet for him, but I just don't think I'd get there on time.
That's right. A little bit slower to catch the bullet. But you try.
Yeah.
Start wheeling your way over and you wouldn't make it, but, you know, you put the effort in.
Mm-hmm. And say, sorry, dude, roll away.
So Smokey's dying, so...
Yeah.
Coughing up a lung.
I'm done.
So we gave you an hour and a half tonight, so deal with that. We're going to sign off. Thanks for tuning in. We will see you on what day is the next one?
I don't know.
Let me just take a look. It's in August. It'll be August 8th. We'll be returning to the airwaves once again. So there'll be, there's Rantspeak in the rotation, and you can also download it. But we won't be back live till August 8th, Sunday, August 8th.
Just about the time school starts for a lot of people.
Exactly. August? No, September, man. Isn't it?
It starts in August here.
Oh, that's right. Just after Labor Day, isn't it?
Mm-hmm.
Just after the holiday.
Yeah. Right.
But we're going to try and stream out Sean's speech noon on Sunday the 1st. May or may not happen. If it doesn't happen, I'll be mixing it down eventually and putting that up on Torrent so people can watch that.
I hope he doesn't freeze up.
Yeah, he might be a bit nervous. Like, this is a big thing.
That's a lot of people.
Like, big names go to this. Like, the guy who was arrested at DEF CON 2 years ago for cracking Adobe's e-books.
Uh-huh.
The FBI actually arrested him there.
That's nice.
Yeah, so... Big names talk at DEF CON. It's one of the largest hacker conventions in the world.
Do you even know what he's going to talk about yet, or is he just going to, like,
pull something out of his ass. Just the normal thing Sean talks about. I mean, everybody will be interested in it, just because it's Sean, right? He's interesting on stage, very enthusiastic.
You think you could shock the W word out of him? You got, like, a week or so to do it.
Well, you know what? He probably won't say it, because it's going to be a lot of people that have no clue what that is. And they'll be like, what the hell are you talking about? So he probably won't say that.
Well, I hope not.
But you never know.
Yeah, because I know he's got pretty well ingrained into his consciousness now. So.
Oh, yeah.
I'm a bit worried about that.
Oh, don't worry. It's all good. Oh, glucosing in the IRC. There you go.
Yeah.
But people like it, Smokey. People like to latch on to those kind of things.
Yeah, I know. They do. It's like, yeah.
Gives them sense of belonging, a sense of togetherness.
I know, and I understand that.
You understand the power of that.
I'm also trying to, you know, broaden his audience.
We just don't want to go from a K to a W, right?
Yeah, that's exactly it. Because it'll destroy us both, and I'm not doing it again.
Exactly.
I'm not doing it again.
Not participating in that kind of event.
No. Yeah.
What?
Deadly silence.
Yeah, deadly silence. But WOGs have a history back into something else. It harkens back to Scientology, which is something Sean fights against and we fight against and try and educate people. So it's kind of just a tongue-in-cheek kind of thing.
Yeah, they're going crazy in the IRC right now.
Yeah, of course they are.
It's
WOG. Have Sean educate people of what WOG means and the evil of Scientology on stage. Seriously, preach on, brother, says Gluco. I don't know.
Yeah.
Scientology may not be the right thing to talk about on stage. It's mostly probably going to be talking about technology's social effect on society and how invasive technology can be into society and the dangers of that. That's what I'm going to ask prompt him to probably talk about.
Anki's going, right?
Yeah, Anki is going as well.
We should get him to talk and then just count the nosebleeds.
Oh, people's heads will explode. They'll be like, oh, my God. Yeah. Even though there's some really smart people there, Anki's still top of his game, right?
He's frightening.
Yeah, very, very frightening.
If I lose focus with Anki, I'm done.
Yeah, you got to stay right, like, listen to every word and try and break it down.
Yeah.
But Sean is much more enigmatic than Anki, so, you know, it kind of evens out. Sean can yell really loudly and people will pay attention.
Oh, I'm sure he will.
So they've slotted him for 3 hours.
Shut the fuck up.
Yeah, he doesn't have to take all 3 hours up, but they've slotted him for 3 hours. And if he can go 3 hours, I got the tapes to tape him.
27 minutes.
Is what you're betting on?
He's going to burn himself out in 27 minutes.
We've done 3 hour shows.
Yeah, but I mean, you can sit there on the couch and...
Exactly.
You know, banter. And
yeah.
This is going to be all him, and he's going to be all charged up, and he's going to lose his mind.
Yeah, and we'll probably get people up on stage and talk to them or something, maybe.
Yeah, more importantly than the W word.
Yes.
Trying not to get him to talk and then say, don't listen to me because I'm stupid or I suck.
Yeah, that gets a little tiresome, eh?
That one's really bad. I'll trade in the WOG stuff to get rid of that. I'll give him that.
Okay, I'll let him know.
He hates me. I know
he does. Okay, with that, we're out of here because we're slowing down and our brains are fried.
Yes.
And that's usually a good indicator to stop the show. Otherwise, it just goes downhill into the gutter.
Oh, it already has.
Oh, a half hour ago it had. So we will see you on August 8th, back on the radio. And hopefully I can post in the forums while I'm away. So look in the forums, probably in the Get Togethers events forum under DEF CON. And I'll set something up there because we do have internet access there, just very limited. So we will see you in 3 weeks. Or is it 2 weeks? 1, 2, 3. 3 weeks.
3 weeks, wow.
Yeah, a long time. But I will be enjoying myself, and everybody have a good break. And we'll, of course, see you back for the return, and you'll be jonesing it for it. Yeah. So everybody will be all riled up for it, and we'll see more people in the IRC.
Oh, hey, do I have a good backup plan in case everything goes, like, shithawk broke?
Sort of. Well, okay. you know the passcode. If one of the stations shut down, you just kill it out of the task manager, and then just start it up again. Everything's ready to go.
Oh, I know I can do that. I just wonder what am I going to do, like, if it really, like, dies?
Nothing.
Oh, God.
You try and contact me. You just email me or something like that. I'll be monitoring it from time to time while I'm down there. I mean, if the box dies, there's really not much that can happen.
Okay.
Box dies, the box dies. I mean, Enki's coming down with me, and he's pretty much the only person.
I'm just covering my bases, man.
Yeah, all the admins are away. Me and Enki.
It's going to be me and me and me.
You and you and you. So
I'm going to get swamped.
Keep the station running. The talk and industrial will shut down at some point, so please monitor them, because they do just quit all of a sudden.
So just, if anybody notices that, send me an email, because I'll come clean. I don't listen all that much.
Yeah.
Because I'm too busy doing other stuff. So if it dies, tell me.
Yeah. Maybe keep yourself logged into the IRC or something.
Yeah.
So you can watch people private message you or something.
Mm-hmm.
So I'll everyone, for the next 2 weeks, Smokey's going to be watching the station.
I am your god.
Yeah.
I was anyway, but...
So, we're out of here. See you in a while. Maybe see you from DEF CON, and see some of you down at DEF CON.
Yeah.
So, say goodbye, Smokey, and then I'll say goodbye, and then I'll play the theme music.
Konnichiwa, bitches.
And talk to you guys later. We're out of here.
Claim that everything in America is completely fucked up.
You know that feeling that the whole country is like 1 inch away from saying, that's it, forget it?
You think about it, everything's polluted. The environment, the government, the schools, you name it. Yeah, you got it, folks. It's me again with a little attitude for all you out here in white bread land. All you nice people living in the middle of America, the beautiful. Let's see, we're on 92 FM tonight. It feels like a nice, clean little band so far. No one else is using it, and the price is right.